Well, you know, listen to Antoine Walker, you know, NBA, former NBA star, went through $110 million, lost it. You know, a lot of it was on family. A lot of it was on his girlfriend, he says, Evelyn Lozado.
It's tough when you take care of some people and you make sure that they're good, their family, their daughters, and then they just go left field.
But, then again, you guys were engaged for a long time and you were with her for 10 years. Why didn't you marry her if that's what you wanted?
Well, I got engaged in 2007. So we had a nasty, she caught me in a nasty breakup. Right? We had broke up there and then for a minute there. So that's what delayed the marriage.
Okay. Yeah.
And, well, and then towards the end, you know, she left when the things started to hit the fan. And
But do y'all remember on the show? That's not how it went down on the show. On the show.
On Basketball Wives.
On Basketball Wives, it was almost like he broke up with her on the show. That's kind of how it was.
No, he ran out of money.
That's right.
But why'd he wait?
She was depressed.
She broke up with the money.
I'm not going to ride with y'all now because
he
waited.
He cheated on her.
He cheated on her, and like most basketball players.
Which he said basically right there.
But like most basketball players, you wait until your NBA career is over before you decide to marry the girl. That's what he did.
The money wasn't all gone. That's why she's
there. Exactly. Yeah, why didn't she know?
If Monica was still there, she would still be there.
Nope. Good morning. Hello.
What are you talking about?
Hey, good morning.
What's happening, man? How you handling the dry
babies? Yeah, DC, man. My mom's was like that. Yeah, she kept asking. I didn't mind her asking, but she just kept on doing it and doing it until I got to the point I had to tell her, you know, won't you call me and say how I'm doing before you start asking?
Your mother.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's tough, man.
It's hard to say no to your mother.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to do it. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, man, I know this may sound simple, but, you know, when it comes to these athletes and, I mean, just anybody in general, you just have to budget what you're going to spend. And, hey, don't say, you may not be able to say no to your family and stuff, but you got to be able to say, hey, I'm going to give them $2,000, $3,000, however much it is you want to give them. But after that, that's it. Like, you got a budget for your life and for them. And if they blow it, that's on them.
Well, you know what happens once you feed that stray dog?
They keep coming back. Rush, you know how many basketball players we've known and football players, their friends live with them.
Right. Yeah.
They take, because here's what happens. You have to go to a different city. You're lonely, so you bring your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Kevin Garnett did that when he moved to Minnesota. He took like 12 people.
That's what you do. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He chronicles how he used to take all his boys to London.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's what you do.
With no luggage. They go shopping.
Yeah. And come back with luggage.
Yes.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. How y'all doing?
Just fine. How you handle the dry beggars?
People need to learn to embrace the word no. Mm-hmm. Say no and love saying it. People want to piggyback. Oh, I feel bad. No. No means no any other time. So no is no.
But people don't like to be the bad people. I always said yes because I didn't want somebody to dislike me. But, you know, I come to learn a lot of people dislike me anyway.
That's right. You know? And how you look, you got millions, and somebody asks you for $100, and you don't get, you know what I mean? It's just like, really? You know you give me that money. Dave the Dude says, I don't break bread on nobody but family, so unless you want to borrow my advice or my wisdom, I ain't got it for you.
I had somebody said, I know you got it.
Ooh,
so I know you got it. You can't. I know you got it. I gotta watch Super Ken sometimes.
You better watch Super. Tweet. Not trying to be. Oh, I'm sorry. Not trying to be rude. Says the first thing you don't tell anyone besides mom, close siblings. If my family found out, I'd tell them the IRS took everything.
I remember on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Khloe said when she met Lamar, he was paying 8 people's rent.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I believe.
And then they'll get pissed off if you cut him off.
Yeah.
Cybertron.
I think his dad got mad at him because he cut his dad off.
And his dad wasn't even in his life.
Yeah.
Yep. Cybertron said the same thing. He owned half of the south side of Chicago.
That's where his family was.
He guaranteed all those loans. And then he said when the recession hit, he lost it all.
Yeah. Damn. Everybody pissed at him. Why you pay the bill? Damn. You know, why you put me in this position?
Crazy.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Russ. Paul from D.C., and I can tell you firsthand that's definitely a word that you need to know. I mean, in terms of Antoine Walker's situation, a lot of these athletes, I tend to have no sympathy for them because at the end of the day, if they had just put their endorsement checks in the bank, they would be all right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what dry begging is? Dry begging is when somebody doesn't come right out to ask you.
You know I got
to
pay that mortgage in 2 days, and I ain't even got it.
Man, I'm going to be late on my car payment again. My credit's going to go down.
You doing good, though? How you doing?
And they wait for you to
I like
go.
Your new car.
I wish I had some help.
I got you. Man. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russ. How you doing? It's Kilo from Dayton.
Hey, Kilo. Go ahead, sir.
I live by one rule. If you hang with 9 broke people, you will be number 10.
Ooh.
So I avoid the broke. I stay away from them. I deal with people of greater or equal value.
I avoid the broke.
All the rich. Tweet.
Sweet Tyra says, you tell the users to roll, punk, and I would need to hear Evelyn's side of the story. I heard he cheated.
So he cheated, but I'm telling you, she stuck around for the dough.
Why did he not marry her in 10 years? Who stays with somebody?
Years. He said 2007.
If he wasn't rich.
Why didn't she leave when he cheated?
Because we don't leave. You know that. But if it was anybody else,
why did she leave when the money gone then?
It doesn't matter. The man waited for 10 years and then you go cheat?
I'm just confused. You said we don't leave, but then the money left and then she was gone. Can you clear that up?
He finally cheated.
He knows NBA players cheat. It comes with
the
territory.
That's not true. I don't think every single NBA player cheats.
It didn't bother her when she was in the Gucci store.
When I got my Max deal, she was right there.
Whatever. Good morning. Hello.
It's very
sexy. Good morning, fam. Abba from Raleigh. I just wanted to say, number one, that prosperity is a mentality. And what I mean by that is you could take someone who's broke, get them $50 million, and they'll spend it. And you can take someone who's successful, take away their $50 million, and they'll make that money back.
That's right.
It's an attitude. And you have to have your own rules. I have rules where I don't lend money. If I cannot give you that money, you're not going to get it. I don't lend it. And I put money to the side, put it in a savings account, put money in tithes, you know.
Yeah. I hear you. I appreciate you, man. Yep.